That we leaned on Simchas Torah, on this very unique Simchas Torah. Is lechol ayara chazak lechol amora agodol asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. Rashi speaks about the fact that there was shviras haluchos that he did in front of the enayim of Klal Yisrael. Very modern way to end the Torah. If you break the luchos, I know that you're doing in front of me. I know that it's in front of my enayim. Why is the Torah being madgish that this was all done le'enei kol Yisrael? There's a lot to talk about here, Rabbi Yisrael. Shmuzes for other times. Why the Rabbeinu Shalom finishes off the Torah with shviras haluchos? Not for now. Shmuz on its own. But I want to talk about that. Why the Rabbeinu Shalom ended the Torah le'enei kol Yisrael? Kiyadua Rabbi Yisrael, I'm sure you've heard this, that there's a connection. No, it's Seifa L'Tchila, so there's a connection between the Seifa Torah and the Haskalas HaTorah. We don't end the Torah. Simchas Torah is not a simcha about being the Messiah. People misunderstand what a Siyam is. A Yid never stops. A Yid never breaks. A Yid never takes off. A whole vacation for a Yid is in order to get energy, in order to bring yourself to the next level and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. If you're doing something just to take off, or just to chill, or just to chuck, so then that's not what we believe in. And you're not. That's not our religion. That's not Avodas Hashem. We're here to serve. We're not here to serve ourselves. Sometimes we need things. And unfortunately, people are not regulated in the right way. We're not always brought up in the right way. And we think that no, there comes to a paradise that you start serving yourself. That's not the way the Torah works, and that's not the way Avodas Hashem works, and that's not the way Yiddishkeit works. Kiyadua, many of the Mefarshim, the Baal Shem already, I think, said, La'enei kol Yisrael, the Torah ends with the letter Lamed, and it begins with the letter Beis, Bereishis, that it's all in the hearts. And that the Torah is connecting, that a person has to build on his motivation and to build in his connection and his lev, more important than his seichel, in his hasmadas haTorah and his connection to Torah and to Yiddishkeit. But I want to be madgesh Rabbi Yisrael, not on the lev part, but why is there an inyan specifically at the end of the Torah that's connected to the beginning of the Torah of le'enei kol Yisrael? The Goyim points out a fascinating ha'ara, that if we analyze the chait of Eitz Hadas, the Torah begins in Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav. Vatera isha ki toivo eitz lamaychal v'chisava hu le'inayim v'nechmora eitz lahaske v'tichach mipirio v'tochal v'titen gam le'isha ima v'yoicha. Rabbi Yisai, the first verb involved in the chait, the first sense that is maschal the chait, is once again the enayim. Vatera isha kitoiv ha'etz. She saw, wow, what a beautiful tree. The chisave hu le'enayim. And it's so attractive. It mamish, it elicits a desire. To where? To my enayim. And then ultimately the enayim took over. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the enayim are the sirsur to the lev. The enayim are connected. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there's pikuach nefesh, one from the eye, because it's connected to the lev. Right? The person sees something, ultimately that's going to elicit a desire, a drive. And then she was chayte, and what happened? Vatipakachna enei shneihem. Suddenly there was an opening of the eyes. V'yedu ki erumim hem, and now we were introduced to a new reality of being naked and being embarrassed. And they went into hiding. What is this, Rabbi Yisai? Vatipakachna in Ishneya. Vatera Ishikitova eats Lamaychel, the Chisavi Lenai, Vatipakachna in Ishneya, and suddenly their eyes were open. Or were they sloughing beforehand? Or were they totally, like, in totally, you know, just sunbathing? Like, everyone's resting? Like, eyes were closed? They walked, they bumped into walls beforehand? Something happened. Something happened, Rabbi Yisai, with the Einayim that elicited a kilkel and a messed up mahalach with the Einayim. And then ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, our Einayim were chained and mankind's Einayim were affected for the rest of history from the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Halo Dovru. The end of the Torah and the beginning of the downfall in the Torah is all about the Einayim. What's going on over here? What's the message? What's the mahalach? What is it? Why specifically through the Einayim did Chava cause this downfall, this deterioration? So Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you something that I was madgish to my shul. I spoke about this in the Ilas HaChag as the Yontif was fading away. You know, we had a very interesting Yontif that was very telling. You know, because as the Simcha was going on and as we were dancing, so my boys and then the security guard, they were telling me different information. And I have to be honest with you, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't really believe it. There was a part of me that was just like, Nishta Zazach, IDF, come on. Mossad, Shin Bet, come on. It's not shy. And there was like a little bit of a menucha. Because why? Because I didn't have my phone. Because I didn't have the re'iyah to tell me, now you see it. And I realized this on Simchas Torah. And I realized something that I am suffering with and that each and every one of us is suffering with, Rabbi Yisai. And I'd like to explain it to you. Sfasemes writes in Sukkis, Maimer Tof Resh Nun Vav. This was Sukkis Tof Resh Nun Vav. Sfasemes asked the following question. When did this massacre happen, Rabbi Yisai? On Shmini Atzeres. Sfasemes asked the following question. Why on Shmini Atzeres, if it's a regal b'fnei atzmo, why do we not bring an olas re'iyah, aliyah l'regal, the carbon of olas re'iyah? It's a regal. Should be just like the other Yom Tovim. Shavuos, Pesach, Sukkis. This is another Yom Tov. It's a regal b'fnei atzmo. The Gemara says it countless places. In Sukkah, Rabbi Yisai. In Rosh Hashanah, regal b'fnei atzmo, chagiga. So why isn't it that we now treat it like a regal? Why don't we bring the carbon of olas riyah? Rabbi Yisai, aliyah l'regal is not just going up to anyone who learns b'sechus chagiga. It's not just about going and showing up to the Beis Hamikdash. You have to bring a carbon. If you don't bring a carbon, you're over a lav. You can't come empty-handed with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? It's a lav. It's a loisase. So where's the oilas riyah? Where's the carbon? So the sasemes a moyerdik azach. But I didn't realize how moyerdik it was till I experienced Shmini Atzeres this year. So the halig is sasemes. The gimel regalim ke yadua, we know, are connected the gimel avos. Yaakov Avinu is Sukkis, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Avraham Avinu is Pesach, right? He says, what's Shmini Atzeres? He says, Shmini Atzeres is Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to what he says. In Parshas Vo'era, the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vo'era El Ovis. Vo'era El Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's the pasuk of the second parsha in Shmos, Rabbosai, right? Vo'era. Ushmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. Listen carefully to what the Svasemes says, Rabbi Yisai. I think this relates to each and every one of us. This is something that really we need to hear. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam said the Svasemes has a relationship with the Avos before Maamid Har Sinai, before Matan Torah, of Re'iyah. Avram Avinu in a few parshas is going to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch. There's going to be able to be Royeh. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you're much higher after Nesinas HaTorah. After Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, after you get the Torah, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. There's a maila of Yediyah B'loi Re'iyah. I know it, even though I don't see it. Dr. Svasemes, Shmini Atzeres is the yontif of Yediyah B'loi Re'iyah. Is the yontif of knowing Moshe Emes V'Sarasoi Emes, and I don't need to be presented. I don't need to be in front of anything in order to act on that. We as a shul, we went to Rabbi Avram Shor, we went to visit him. We were invited to his sukkah, Baruch Hashem. It was a mamish mayurde. And someone said to me afterwards, like, it's just not the same when we're not in front of him. That's wrong. That's wrong. Torah is alive and well, Rabbi Yisai, but how? This is all a b'dieved, the fact that we read this sefer. Anyone who learns Maseches Tmura knows, anyone who learns Gemara and Gittins knows that this is not the way it's supposed to be. This is a kula. Eis la'aseis la'Hashem hefirus ha'asecha. The fact that Gemara is written down is a b'dieved. We can't even get the Gemara when it's written down. But this is all b'dieved. Torah Shebal Peh is supposed to be only what's said over. What does that mean? It means you're not supposed to be roya it. You're supposed to be holding in Gan Shas. Through what? Through the Messiah of your Rebbeim, saying it over to you and analyzing it. All with what? With Yediyah. Rabbi Yisai, when a Gemara wants to bring, the Bavli wants to bring a Raya, does it say, Boyu Re'ei? Does it say, come, let me show you something? Let me develop, let me paint you a picture? No. It says, Ta Shma. To be a Maimin. To be a Nachnu Maminim B'nei Maminim. You need to stand at Maamid Har Sinai with Moshe Rabbeinu and know and hear and not be able to see. But the whole world has changed. The entire world has changed. Everything is video after video after forward after this after that. We don't believe anything anymore. We don't have any idea. Bili Re'iyah. That's what happened, Rabbi Yisai. That's what I'm talking to myself. I didn't believe it. If you can't present it to me, if you can't show it to me, it's not true. That's not emunah. A new pshat, Rabbi Yisai. A new pshat. The Gemara in Brochus tells us, we're on Daf Yud Gimel. Rebbe had the practice, Rabbi Yisai. We all do. Ada Yoyim Hazeh. Tin Shulchan Aruch. To do what? To cover his eyes when he said Kriya Shema. Why? No one knows. Sanzerov says, oh, because you don't know. You can't. Sanzerov has a beautiful word. Hashem Elokeinu. It's so hard for us to see the God of Rachmim and the God of Din. I think it's a nupshat. I think it's a nupshat why you have to cover your eyes for Shema Yisrael. It's because the only way for you to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, Rabbi Yisai, is for a person to live in the world of internal Yediyah, of Shmia, of Shema Yisrael without Re'iyah. I don't need to see. I don't need to appear. I don't need to be in the hak in order to be Jewish or to be connected. I don't need to be totally on this swipe and that swipe or this forward and that forward. It's gefährlich, Rabbi Yisai. And then it was clear to me, Rabbi Yisai. It was clear as day. When I heard, Bluestein told me and this guy told me, there's a request. What's the request? What's the request, Rabbi Yisai? Everyone should take down TikTok and Instagram from their phones. Why? You think it's only because of the disgusting videos, Rabbi Yisai? Or it's because the Rabbi Shalom is making a kol ram and saying, I need maminim. It's about time to fix our re'iyah and our existence based on re'iyah.
Vatero Isha es Eitagan. It was all through the Re'iyah. Not just the Re'iyah of Dvarim Asurim, Rabbi Yisai. That's pathetic.
Person who's wasting his time on that, and he walks into the base manager. That's pathetic. You're walking tired to the Sasari. Fine. That's one issue. Oh, but just even in the Klanikite, even in just all of our existence, all days, Re'iyah. Where's the Shmiyah? Where's the Toshma? Where's the Torah Shabbat Peh? Do I believe it? That was the downfall of man. It was with the Re'iyah Nesei Nayim. And what happened? Vatipakach Nayinayim. So now everything was now just driven about what they would see, what they would glance at, what they would focus on. They didn't have a mission. They couldn't believe and listen to Hashem without the Einayim. Cover your eyes. Shema Yisrael. That's what Shmini Atzeres is about. Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't need Va'era El Olos. You have a Torah. You have a Shas. You have Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Atem Shematem Es Koli Bahar Sinai. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We're above and beyond that. And we can know, and I'm totally fine without seeing any of these gruesome videos or by sight, to know that Klal Yisrael's in a tzara. And I now know what I have to respond through Torah and Tefillah. That's it. What's wrong with that existence? What does all this other stuff add? And again, I'm not trying to tell you not to find out or to read or to hear. Listen to the... But to change your existence, man's existence, of Atera. Moshe Rabbeinu ends the Torah and said, Le'en they call Yisrael. Le'enayim. What happened, Rabbi Yisai? What happened at Shvir Saluchos? The Satan made a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu's death. And Klal Yisrael visualized it. And they saw that. And that countered what? The Emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Emes is Aras Emes. But also because of what they visualized, because of what they saw, they couldn't wait and they had to build an ego. And that led to Shvir Saluchos. It was all through the way the Satan colors the world. And we have to hear the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chofetz Chaim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through announcements, through inventions, through developments. So perhaps that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Cancel all the TikToks and Instagram. But not just because of Hamas. Because we have to become Aminim B'nei Aminim. We have to go back to Toshma. We have to go back to Shema Yisrael. We have to go back to the Inayim of Maaseh Bereishis. I don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But I know that I have to read this every single year again and again. And the Chofetz Chaim said, whenever he had a Chalishus and Emunah, you know what he would open up? Not a Chovas Alevavas. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz. I know. How? Were there dinosaurs? Were there not dinosaurs? I don't know. Chesh Nish. But I know the Rebbeinu Shalom created this world. Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashemayim es Haaretz. That's the tikkun to Le'enei Kol Yisrael. That's the way we go weiter after a Shvir Saluchas at the end of the Torah. Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashemayim es Haaretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu is running everything in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking all of us to become ma'aminim. You have a mitzvah. And perhaps a prerequisite to all the mitzvahs, according to the Bahag, of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That is the Yesoid. The Gemara Makis says, if you want to summarize, put cliff notes on the entire Torah, Rabbi Yisai. It's too much to handle. 613 is too much to handle. How can I sum it up? What's the cliff notes? Where's the Messiah on the Torah? The answer is, you want to get Messiah notes for Jewish history class? The answer is, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hear it. What's the signal of an Eved, Rabbi Yisai? The signal of an Eved is the Shmiyah. He does, and he says, and I do. He doesn't have to convince me, he doesn't have to lure me, he doesn't have to attract me, he doesn't have to make an Eitz Nechmod, Taivalei Naim, something that looks pleasurable or Gishmakim. I don't live my life running after that, Rabbi Yisai. But we're all a little bit functioning like that. Our entire life, even within Yiddishkeit, is all nechmad le'enayim. Ooh, this gvir and that gvir. Or this pleasure and that pleasure. No. Enough. Where's my maminim, as the Rabbeinu Shalom says? And you're going to believe, koichi v'yoytzim yodi, there's no reason, you don't have to be a maimin anymore because we have the Iron Dome, and we have all these gates, and we have all these fences, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, he says, what are you talking about? Look at this. They're vildachayis. They don't know what they're doing. And look what damage they could do. Because it's all the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anachnu maminim b'nei maminim, and we know that nothing exists without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no protection, and no parnosa, and no anything is without you. And I'm just not attracted anymore to all these things that are fake. What does Gemara and Shabbos say, Rabbi Yisrael? We've said it so many times. The Baal Shem Tov says, Shoychit mishumai machayev, the Gemara and Ayin Hay in Shabbos. What is the blocha of Shechita on Shabbos? Talk to Gemara. Rav says, mishum tsoiveya. Talk to Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, this Gemara is telling you, are you soid for life? The entire world is being colored. The entire Shoychit, the Shoychit from the Leil HaSeder, the Malchamav is the Shoychit, is coloring the world. It's all from that first sin of Atera, Ki Eitz Nechmadu, and Vatipakach Ne'enehem, and it's all a trick of the eyes. It's all an illusion. It's all a person playing a magic show. And what a person needs to do is exactly what Rebbe said. Take your hand and cover your eyes. And start acting on what you know is emes. What you know is real. Fix the enei kol yisrael at the end of the Torah and bring it back to Bereshis bar elokim es shemayim bar. But I can't see it. I didn't see the creation. I don't, but I know it. Moshe emes tzaras emes, that's Shmini Atzeres. That's Shmini Atzeres. You don't need mitzvahs. You don't need lulav. You don't need esrog. You don't need a lulav. You don't need a sukkah. You don't need anything else. You just get to the nekuda of emes. Bereshis bara elokim es shemayim es haaretz. Anoichi Hashem elokecha. Sometimes we just need to be mesalik our moichin. We need to remove ourselves and our own skepticism. Rabbi Yisrael, we're such skeptics. Who know? Curiosity, all these things. Taivali leinayim. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, come back to me. Come back to me, the Kel and the Stot there. The Kel that's hidden right now. But we still know he's there. And let me tell you something, everybody said, when you're stuck in a tzara and no one else can help you, you know he's there. And those Jews that were stuck in that matzah that we can't even imagine what it was like, everybody said. And Rachmana Litzlan, Rachmanis to their families and the suffering that they have to go through. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu even though they didn't see him. And they were screaming, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that was what the Rebbeinu Shalom called for on Shmini Atzeres, the Yontif of Shmiya B'loi Re'iya. The Yontif of coming back to be an Eved, of piercing our ears. Was there Rebbeinu Yoyin of Seir Abayisai? The biggest damage in Perek HaChoyvel and Baba Kama in the safe Perek. A person could damage Chersho V'Shalom to make with Kulo. You're a cherish, you can't hear anymore, you have no worth. The ears, tashma, yediyah b'loi re'iyah. Even if it doesn't look like it's supposed to be. But I know what I have to do. I know what my tafkid is. And I'm not doing anything because of the way it's going to be presented to other people or because of other people presenting themselves to me. That's the world of re'iyah, of istaklus. That's the message, Rabbi Yisrael. Of internalizing. What does Hashem want from me? What is Hashem calling for? Stop being totally and dependent on all these other things. Even the motivation. If it's presented to me, so then I could be there. No. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is always. This never closes. This is a kli. the only hole that could just be filled up, right? You ever get you know water in the ear, right? Or go swimming, right? That's what it is. Doesn't close up. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom says in Marin Sukkah about Torah. The more it fills, it's the opposite of a normal kli. Torah is the opposite of a normal kli. The more it fills, the more it could take. In the regular Tevatika world, you fill up, you have a cup, you fill it up, can't contain anymore. It's at its capacity. It's limited. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, not with my cups. Not with my world. Not with the world of Torah. The more you fill it, the more it can contain. That's the avodah of a shmir. That's what an oizen is. That's what tashma. That's Shema Yisrael. But you say we have to have some moments of truth with ourselves. We're dancing. Moshe emes v'sarasa emes. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to know: is it emes or not? Is it a real tmimistic, emistic? What are you running after? Or are we still holding by a teira eitz nechmaru, the downfall of the Re'iyah, the downfall of Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the downfall of the Satan of Moshe Rabbeinu that caused Chayta Egel, Rabbi Yisrael? Mitzvah Hashem, we should all take chizuk in this week's parasha of things that we don't see and that things that we would never imagine. We walk around outside, we see the trees, we see the sky. You never think that that was the sky and the yam was all one entity at one time, one point in time. You never think that there was actually seeds in the ground that Rashi says was waiting for Adam to be mispowel in order for it to be cultivated and grow. These are things that are like that are wild. And if you tell a person on the first day of Yiddishkeit all these ideas, it's like, what are you talking about? It's a tree. It's the ocean, right? It's a whale. It's a sea lion. What does this have to do with? No, all of that is gracious bara elikim. It's all in the context of what the Chofetz Chaim says. I need chizuk and emuna. I open up parshas gracious. That's all it is, really saying. That's the yisoid of this week's parsha. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, where are my shayman? Where are my maminim? Right? Emuna. Emuna comes from the lashon of aim. Why do you believe that your mother is your mother? I don't have any proof. Oh, you only respect your mother because now you have DNA tests? That's pathetic. No, I know. I'm a man. Because I'm a man. Because I live with emunah, Rabbi Yisai. This is the chesaron of our door. Tzadikim have told us that in ikfas of the Mashiach, the challenge is going to be emunah. The challenge is going to be emunah. And you're going to be challenged with this idea of re'iyah b'li'idiyah. And not to be yoidim b'lay rayim. And how are you going to act in that world of yidiyah b'lay re'iyah? Yishma'el listens. You can laugh at them, Rabbi Yisai. But they're Maisa Nefesh for their cause. It's what to learn from. Chaim Vital tells us, Medrash says in this week's parasha, Choshech al pnei tohoim, zu golas edom. So from Chaim Vital, in the end of golas edom, there's going to be a tohoim, b'soicha tohoim. And he darshins it based on a pasuk of Tehillim. Anyone have a Tehillim with me? What that? It says, I believe it's in Kuf Lamed Daled. That's Tehillim?
Tehillim.
Go ahead. Okay, I can't find it right now. Kitzer, I'll find you the pasuk in Mitzvah Shem. The Darshan is based on a pasuk, L'chol Adam, that in the end of the Golos of Edom, which is the Golos we're in, L'choshesh ha'pnei tohom, is going to be the Golos, worse or Golos of Yishmael. And the last attacks are going to be from Yishmael. Rabbi Yisai, now's the time. Mashiach's coming. Now's the time to be mechazik in Parshas Bereishis, in the Yisoid of Shmini Atzeres, in the Yisoid of Shema Yisrael, in fixing the chait of Eitz Hadas, the Eivarim, the eyes, and the Le'enei Kol Yisrael of chait Eigel, and to work and to act based on our Amunah. And to stop living this lifestyle of Re'iyah, of the drive of the Einayim, of the attractions of the Einayim, of the belief of the Einayim. I only believe what I see. Eidus, Loite Shmiyag Dole Re'iyah, is the world of Eidus. When you need Eidus, when you need testimony, so then Bezdin Shalmata works with Re'iyah, not Shmiyah. But not the Bezdin Shalmata. The very nature of the Rabbeinu Shalom being a Kehala Mestatik, being hidden, is calling for Shmiya B'lei Re'iyah. He's calling for knowing the messages, knowing the Yesaidus, and not drifting away from them. Everyone knows what's right. Even your friends that you think don't know, they really know deep down. They know what's right. They know what's emes. Everyone knows what needs to be done. And everyone knows what needs to be acted upon. How do you know it? You know it. Because you were Shemaya. Because you were told these lessons. You were told these Yesoidus for generations. Because you have Rebbeim. Because we have Paiskim. Because we have Gdolim. That lived before and that their messages are reverberating. Even though they're not alive. Even though they're not announcing it anymore. Because it's something that's Nitzchius. Those words. The things we were Shemaya from our predecessors. Of what's right, of what's emes. So again, why are we doing it? Because we're in the world of Re'iyah. Nah, I can't see him now. He's not relevant anymore. Or that, he's old school. It's not the modern generation. It's not the way things work now. So you drift away from that world of Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah. But you say, let's put these things together. Let's put these messages together. Let's put these announcements together. With TikTok and Instagram and all the other Zachim. You'll fill in the blanks. What's my life about? Is my life a Re'iyah without Yediyah? Maybe. Maybe we can improve that a little bit. Maybe we can think about this. Maybe we can internalize this. Maybe we can act upon what we know is true, what we know is a mistake. And we're one-on-one with something and we're having that real introspection, we're having that real conversation. Why don't we bring that into action and start fixing the chait of Eitz Hadas and start realizing that there's a reason why this happened on Shmini Atzeres and what the Rabbeinu Shalom was calling for us. I want you to continue, Rabbi Yisai, to learn b'achrayis, b'asmoda, realizing that the Torah is magni, umatzli, is assisting, is facilitating all of those that have to go to battle, but ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the Siyata D'Shmaya of Hashem, without us being Maminim U'Bnei Maminim, Yoidim of Bereishis Bara Leikim, as the Shemayim Arsa Rabbi say, we're nowhere. So we have to be Mechazik in Emuna, the Mechazik in what we know is correct, Rabbi say, and remember, for generations to come, Rabbi say, even when I'm not around, remember, you know what's right. You know. Act with your Yediyah. Don't always act with what's accepted, what's perceived, what the oilam is roya. Stick to our yisaidus, and then Emir Tzashem will bring the geula of Meher B'Yameinu. This should be the last mulchama. We should have Yeshua Tzashem can herify.